Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to another episode of Gee Thanks Just Bought It, the new podcast about what we just bought and what you need to buy next. I am joined today by Rehan Hermansi, who is very pregnant and probably by the time, well, definitely, by, like absolutely by the time this episode airs, will have her second child, Earthside. How do you feel about that?
It's very weird.
Yes.
It's very weird.
So, I wanted Rehan to come on the show, and we scheduled this recording around her induction, which is soon.
Like, I mean, it's Thursday.
It's Thursday. It is Tuesday right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for you, and I'm so happy that this time together made it into your calendar.
I mean, it was a priority for
I'm
sure.
I'm really excited. So I think, what price point did I give you? I'm almost now forgetting.
$40.
I gave you $40. So for those just tuning in for the first time, usually I give my guests a price point and I say, bring something that you love, that you bought, that you think I should buy, or that you think all of our guests should buy, or all of our listeners should buy, rather. And for this particular episode, the price point was under $40. So what'd you bring?
So I brought my new Bagu bag.
It's nice.
A duck bag.
What is a duck bag?
It is just a kind of tote bag. And Bagu, for the uninitiated, like, I knew them mostly as kind of like plastic, almost like grocery bags you could smush up to really small.
Right. I think my first Bagu was like, it had a little button.
Like, yeah, it was like almost like, it felt like a raincoat or something that you could smush into like a little pouch.
Right. For like grocery shopping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 I got one like many years ago. And then recently I started a new job. And, you know, one of the fun things about starting a new job is kind of thinking about like kind of going back to school, like will you get a new bag or a new coat?
And you'll be a new person.
New person. It was like your chance to kind of like do that, you know?
I feel this way every month. I forget back to school. I'm like, this December,
and
I am.
Yeah, and so it was a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And but because I was already very pregnant, like, it was, you know, there's not a I actually did buy a new outfit, but sadly does not fit me now, like 3 weeks later.
But, you'll be back. Yeah, you'll be back to that 37-week mark.
Yeah, exactly. It was maternity clothing,
right.
So that's sad. Anyways, I got really excited about I wanted to get a new bag. A lot of my bags have been just like ripped up tote bags.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually put it on Twitter. I really was like devoting myself to this new bag search.
I'm actually remembering this now.
Yes.
Okay.
And of course,
I tagged
Caroline as our, you know, personal wire cutter.
Yes. True.
And actually, a lot of people recommended Bagu bags. This particular one was recommended by my friend Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up buying this one and like a more expensive leather bag because I felt like
also from Bagu.
Also from Bagu.
Okay.
I really was like, I need to be like a business lady. Since then, I have not touched the leather bag.
You got to be who you are.
Yeah. And I carry this $34 duck bag.
So let's see it. Is a duck bag a thing that like people call tote bags and I just didn't know? Or does Bagu call this their duck bag?
This is just their word. And
this is cute.
And the one I got is like a grid, black and white grid pattern.
Yeah.
But it's just like, yeah, it's just a really functional tote bag. It has like a strap and also handles.
Has a strap, handles, and an inside zipper pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know.
And it can fit like laptop and stuff?
Fits a laptop fine. Mm. It's not like, I was like very attracted to these like very large bags that look like they are made out of like sleeping bag material.
Okay.
It was like puffer bags.
Oh, cool.
And I actually considered spending too much money
on
them.
Were they MZ Wallace? For those
yes,
ones?
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. And I don't know why. I mean, maybe it was just like Instagram served them me and I just like sheep like followed it. But then I'm really glad I didn't do that because the truth is I don't need, and most people don't really need like a travel size sleeping bag bag, you know, like on the subway in the morning, it's not your friend, you know? And so this like bag that I was just like, oh, I'll buy it as a lark. I should have an extra tote bag for weekends has been like my total go-to.
And so I noticed that this bag is sort of, would be problematic for me in that I lose everything in my bag. Like I have bought another pair of AirPods because I thought I lost mine, but they were just deep in the bag and then I had to go back and return the other pair. But like, how are you do you know where everything is in this bag, or have you considered getting one of those little tote bag like pockets?
That, I mean, I should get a pocket. Like this bag is working for me because it has one zippered compartment, so I can put at least like my keys, keys and phone. Sometimes I carry a really old, really giant wallet because of that reason. I can never, like this wallet.
Let's see. She's like digging through her bag.
It's like puke green now, but it's
it's really nice. But it's big. It's like a big boy.
Because I need to just be able to, like, feel really quickly whether I have my wallet because I forget my wallet so much.
Can I tell you that this kind of wallet, it's, like, one of those big leathered, like, trifold ones. This reminds me of sort of, like, what I thought, like, a businesswoman of the 90s had. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is truly, like, this is, like, this says, like, I have a job and the job pays me money.
Yeah.
I think this is really cool.
Well,
and you can find it because it's big
me,
and bulky.
It says, I'm not going to leave it. It's harder to like leave on a seat of a plane. This is just like a disaster avoidance technique because I know that I can lose things really easily.
Yep.
So I have to have like either things that are very cheap, like my glasses, or things that are very large, like my wallet.
So yeah, and I have had this experience too. Because I also carry on a big sort of bulky wallet. And I, in order to sort of accommodate like a lighter load night out or whatever, not like I go out that much, but like, I don't know, if I'm carrying like a shoulder bag, I cannot fit the wallet inside of it. So I bought one of those $25 like leather card carriers at Madewell. And I was like, well, you know, on nights that I go out, but it drives me nuts because I never transfer the stuff back into the wallet.
Yeah.
So then I open my wallet and I'm like, I don't have my ID. I don't have my credit card that I actually use. I don't have the $20 that I had. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I put myself into a tailspin because I'm like, I've been robbed. And then it just turns out that it's somewhere else or it's in a pocket.
Yeah.
So I gave that up. And now I just bring a big bag out.
Yeah.
Now I just don't go out at all. So
I mean, like,
that's problem.
Like, yeah. And like, I remember going to weddings and being like, oh, I don't have like a cute
right, weddings.
Like,
that's what it was.
Pouchy purse thing, you know? It's like, no. Know thyself.
Know thyself.
No one cares about the size of your bag at the wedding. I guarantee no one's, unless like you really go crazy, like no one's going to remember it at all.
No.
So, yeah. And I mean, I think that like, I mean, you mentioned AirPods. Like, I really want AirPods, but like, I've been scared to get them because I just feel like I'll lose them really fast, and like, it feels so bad to lose things.
Well, I'll deviate to this recommendation, which I recommended on an earlier episode. But there's it, so I'll just take it out. Hold on, now I have to go like go a digging. Okay, back at the mic. Okay, you can buy this $5 case. That goes around your AirPods, and then you put it on your keys. And so my AirPods are always on my keys.
Yes.
And this is another thing I recommend. Just go like this.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's like the lanyard I keep my key ring on is like massive. So they're always attached to your keys because, and I said this when I think the guest was Meredith Haggerty, when we were talking about this particular thing, and it's because I won't lose my keys. Because my keys are like so bulky and like just in my head, I will not lose my keys because I need my keys for everything I do. I will lose the AirPods immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I did think I lost them. And my mom, I have already told the story. My mom got AirPods and I was like, Mom, I need to get you you need to get the case. She's like, I already have the case. It's white and it comes with it. And I was like, you're going to lose them. And then I'm not going to buy you another pair. And we had like a true Freaky Friday moment where I became the mother. But I will say if anybody gets AirPods, like get like a very neon silicone case that attaches to your keys. I'll link it in the show notes. But it's the only way I haven't lost those yet.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's genius. And I think that like, Yes, that is, and like looking at your keychain, I'm just like, that's a fellow traveler.
It is like, truly bizarre. I look like a janitor. So I have like my car keys, which is like a big clicky thing. And then I have like also like two keys per like four different friends. And I don't know which friend's apartment. And then my own keys. But yeah, no, I mean, I have to because I'm very much like, I lose everything, so I have to put everything, it sounds like you do too, in like the biggest possible vehicle.
Yeah, and I think it's also like, I don't know that at this point, given how many years I've had to contemplate how many things I've lost, like I don't think I actually lose things that often, but the feeling of losing something is so bad. Like when you're like, can picture that moment where you like left the restaurant without getting your credit card or, you know, or like, when you're like, oh, like, I should have felt the weight of that not being in my bag and paid it. Like, that feeling is so profound that, like, you know, I will try hot. I've just been burned so many times.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when I was younger, you know, like, a lot of people, like, it was, like, the hangover day. Like, the Saturday morning was, like, a matter of waking up and like accounting for your stuff, you know, like, and so I think that also is like, even though like I have fewer hangover days like that, like that also was very like, again, it took me like 100 times to be like, you know what, like just try not doing that, you know,
right? Like, and I haven't been a drinker in a really long time, and I on the days that I do, and it's so few days a year. But there will be like a night or two where I've like stayed out too late or like had a little too much or like, and then the next day feels like awful. And I'm like, I cannot believe people feel like this all the time.
I know.
Like,
I know.
It feels like college all over again.
Yeah.
It's like the light hurts and like the smells and it made me throw up and like I've lost everything that is important to me.
No, it is a matter of like the losing everything. Like, I feel like it's funny. The New York Times Magazine a few years ago ran this letter of recommendation that was like recommending hangovers. And I thought it was actually kind of good because it talked about how like, you know, the guy was kind of like positing, like, maybe I drink to have a hangover, to have this day where I don't have to be productive. Like, I don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and I was like, you know, in some ways I kind of related to that, like that kind of feeling of like, well, it's going to be like me, five orders of Chinese food and like six movies and there's, and I'm texting my friends, I'm hungover. You
right,
know, like,
I'm not going to feel bad about it.
Yeah.
But don't you think that should just be like, the capitalist sort of like go-go-go culture should just be like, hey, you're allowed to take a day off.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, not
no,
like,
I mean,
you don't have to like over-drink.
No. I mean, getting,
no, I mean, you know, you get it. But it's just funny that we're like, yeah, like
totally.
The New York Times recommends hangovers.
Yeah. No.
So that you can have a day off.
No, I mean, like getting older is a process of being like, well, your body just naturally shuts down.
Uh-huh.
So that's like, I don't need to be hungover now to like watch TV during the day. You know?
Right. Exactly. Also, I don't need to drink to be hungover.
Sometimes
I just feel awful.
That is such a like.
If I don't get my required 9 hours.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah, no. And I mean, I think if I do have, like, my tolerance at this point, like, I mean, I don't know what it is, you know, but I'm going to imagine that I could be hungover from, like, smelling a glass of wine.
I get it. No, I totally get it. And I have that same feeling comes up when you're on a long haul flight and you kind of slept the whole way and then you have very little time to collect your stuff and your things before leaving. Like, those are the times where I've left my Kindle behind or, like, a battery, like, an external battery for the phone charger thing.
Oh my God, I've gone through so many of those.
I'm literally almost positive I left my husband's on the plane I came back from a little while ago. It's the first time I'm saying that out loud. I'm like, I have to reorder that soon. But yeah, no, those are the things that I like leave behind. And it's right, you kind of have that feeling of like, I just had you. You were just in my clutches and now you're gone and someone else probably has you.
Yeah, and when you think about then, like, if it's a very if it's a thing you care about a lot, or even a little bit, even like imagining all the places it could be. I mean, this all just like, you know, this just sets off a whole like crescendo of like self-loathing and just
like you're so like irresponsible and like how could you do this?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? Money grows on trees. Like,
I know.
You just hate yourself.
I know. It's bad.
I hate it. But so this bag is helping you.
So this bag
has it solved all of the problems for
this
you?
Bag has really, like, I feel like a lesson of this bag is that, like, you know, I have a level, and the level is not a leather bag. The level is like a slightly nicer canvas tote bag.
And this is the one.
And this is the one. And, you know, like, I'm open to having more than one of these in my life, you know?
Okay.
Like,
I do they make a lot of different ones?
They do. This one, it comes in all these different colors. And I'm like, you know, I'm always in the market for sort of slightly overpriced tote bags,
mm-hmm.
Even though, obviously, I live in New York. I have more tote bag. I have had more tote bags in my life than like, but
it's like hair ties, pens, tote bags.
Yeah. And so I feel like I look at this bag and I'm just like, and also like, because it's fairly inexpensive, like, you know, like it's dirty. Like I've already gotten it dirty.
You're like banging it up.
And that's kind
of how much did you pay for it?
I think it was $34, and then there was some probably like taxes and shipping.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that. I tend to just like ground through bags.
That's cool like, though. That's like an aesthetic.
Yeah, like I don't rotate bags.
Okay.
Like I don't have occasions for different bags really.
Okay.
I just have one bag.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they have been leather in the past. And then I just like wear it every day under terrible conditions until like the straps break.
That's so interesting. This
is the
opposite.
And then I just go to the next one.
This is so the opposite. My bag issues run deep and dark, and I have so many bags. That's the thing I spend probably most of my money on, and have like too many. Like I'm not like a too many shoes type of gal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a too many bags type of gal. But I'll switch out my bag multiple times a week, which is why I keep losing stuff. But it's just in my other bag.
I mean, that's the other thing. Like I need to have the same bag because like if I switch bags, the chances of me forgetting a piece of what I really need, like in that really boils down to wallet, phone, keys, you know, the triumvirate. But I had this other thought that's totally not related to this bag.
Mm-hmm.
Goes way beyond the $40 limit. But as soon as you told me about the show and kind of recommendations of products, I had this thing happen to me this summer where I'd had back problems for a long time.
Okay.
And it got really bad. It was like sciatica on one side. And my doctor basically was like, I'm not going to even bother figuring out what's wrong with you because congratulations, like you're old and your back is broken, you know? And so I was just like, this is like the way it is. Like, I'm just going to have increasingly bad back pain until I die.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the recommendation of a friend, I saw a physical therapist who made it better.
Yep.
And I have been reflecting on the idea that like things that you didn't think could get better can like... There actually was a solution for this.
Yes.
You know, and it just turned out to be intense massage to the point where I looked like I'd been in a car accident. Like I was so bruised from it. But it's like I don't have back pain anymore.
Where did you go? Do you want to shout it
out? Yes. Yes. It's, you know, this is for New Yorkers, but it's called Corinthian Physical Therapy. And my friend Lizzie O'Leary gave me the recommendation.
Nice.
And I just think that, like, sometimes you can stumble into and get a recommendation about something that materially changes your life.
I will echo that and say that I thought physical therapy was like the biggest scam.
Mm-hmm.
And I had shoulder pain this summer. I had like something went wrong and I thought I had like a rotator cuff injury.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I lifted, I can't even remember which arm. That's how much better it is now.
Yeah.
I think it was... I actually don't even know.
Yeah.
I literally don't know what shoulder was. But every time I lifted my arm, there was like a shooting pain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my friend Matt Buchanan was like, go to physical therapy, go to physical therapy. And I was like, thanks. Because he had similar injuries in his shoulder. And I was like, I don't, it's like when people are like, try antidepressants. And I'm like, no, that works for everybody but me.
Yeah.
That's sort of how I felt about physical therapy. And I finally gave in because I was in so much pain. And I'm not even kidding. Like 3 sessions later, I was totally fine.
Yeah.
It feels like a sham. When you're doing it, because it's just this guy named like Brad, like massaging your, you know what
yes.
I mean? Paul Ford said this,
yeah.
So I'm like stealing mm-hmm. his joke, but he was like, what do you mean? You don't have time to go see a guy named Brad tell you about like his, I don't know. It was like very funny and I'm not doing a good job, but I'll put it in the show. I'll put his tweet in the show notes. But it's like, you know, you think like, I can also rub my shoulder, Brad.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, what did you go to college for?
Yeah.
But it was magic hands. So I tell everybody, like, especially over 30.
Yeah.
Like, that pain's not going to go away. Like, you are no longer a rubber band 20-year-old.
Yeah, no,
like,
no.
Like, you get pain, it's just there. So you got to go take care of it.
Totally, totally. Mm-hmm. I felt the same way. And I had seen a physical therapist that was like, The Office was like, I kind of loved going there. It was like a sitcom, but yep. like it, nothing was happening. And I just thought that was the way it was.
Yep.
But it turns out that like when you're living with a lot of pain, like it is immediately like reorients your life. Around, yeah.
You forget how debilitating like specific pain is.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And you forget about like how lucky you are to not have pain, like the absence of pain mm-hmm. you don't notice, you know? And so like when I think about like things I would recommend this year, I would just like, again, just wanting to like physical therapy, anything like, you know, just
regular therapy,
anything that like you think might be an intractable problem.
Yep.
You know, it might not be.
We will be right back. This stuff is not. That was another thing that was kind of precluding me from growing for so long. I was like, I really don't have $90 so that Brad can massage my shoulder.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like for 20 minutes. I had to kind of cobble it together in a way to make it work because I was in so much pain. And I cannot imagine like really not being able to have the opportunity to take care of yourself. I think like we all deserve that.
I mean, like I could only afford 2 sessions and luckily yep. it was just really effective, you know, and because we had a little snafu with my insurance. But yeah, like.
Well, now I wonder now because you're recommending a tote bag that ostensibly I know that you carry on one shoulder.
Yeah.
Was there any talk of like get a backpack?
You know,
and that you ignored because I would have.
I mean, yeah, over, oh my God, so many years, people have been like, your shoulders are really sloped because of the weight. Of also, my husband is just like, what in God's green earth is in your bag every day?
And yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, well, you know.
Women have a lot to carry.
Just a lot to carry.
Women have a lot to carry.
Yeah.
Feelings, emotions.
Yeah.
The labor of it all.
Yeah. I haven't gotten to a place where a backpack, I don't know. I can't put it on.
I have one with me right now, but I also carry it over one shoulder, like a cool 90s teen, yes. which is like totally not what you're supposed to do with a backpack. But yeah. I wonder. So I also am like very much nervous about my posture because every time I think about it, I find myself I'm like totally hunched over like a little yeah. like troll gremlin typing. Yeah. And the physical therapist did say a backpack would do wonders and I just like pretended not to hear him.
I mean, I'm glad my physical therapist didn't say that because then I'd have to think about it. She definitely gave me good advice where she was like, you are waddling and you don't have to. She's
aren't
like,
you but you're pregnant.
I was pregnant. But even then she was like, you still have stomach muscles. Like, you need to use them, you know?
And wait, I
was
really?
Like, yeah. And I was
did
like,
you feel bad?
I was like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah, I'm sure. Like, you don't have to walk like that. In fact, that's really making things worse, you know?
Wait. Yeah. She was like, you're waddling?
Yes. She was like.
And like, and stop using your pregnancy as an excuse?
Yeah. She was like, you need to, like, I was sort of, part of waddling is kind of pushing your shoulders forward instead of like shoulders back and standing like erect, okay. you know? And so I was just like, she was just like, please, please stop doing that. And then it was funny though, because I would the second session I went back and I like showed, I was like, I've been really thinking about how I walk, but I was like, I think thinking about how I walk has made my walk even weirder. And I did it and she's like, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was
like, you like as if you're like think you're a model.
Yeah, like I was just like, it's just hard to walk yeah. if you're thinking about it. But she's like, at least you're not waddling.
Shoulders back is a good one that I don't follow.
Yeah, and it kind of hips forward. Like
Thing someone told me similarly was like because I kind of have resting bitch face and because I'm very not like nervous about the lines, but now I see lines coming in where there were no lines before. Someone was like, you should, like, when you're alone in your car, because I could not do this in public because I would look like a crazy person. They were like, you should smile, like, for 45, like, while you're driving, like, smile for 45 minutes. Like, while you're driving, like, do not break your smile. Like,
whoa.
Basically, your resting face should be in a smile to engage those muscles so that you're not just, like, sitting with your face, like, slumped down. And I tried it, and I felt insane.
I mean,
I felt like a serial killer. Like, I was just sitting in the car, smiling. Like, that's why you don't yeah. do it when you're walking down the street, because people will be like, she probably is going to kill somebody.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. I mean, like, I think obviously, it's like face yoga. Like, you have to yeah. do it all the time. But it was weird to be sitting there, and it's like, yeah, well, why wouldn't I be smiling? You know, our default face is, like, not smiling, mm-hmm. and that's, like, seen as normal. But to smile, you engage all these different muscles in your face to, like, tighten them up. And I was like, I guess this makes sense, but it felt so strange, and it felt just very I just didn't like it, and I assume that's how you felt when you were walking with your shoulders back.
Yeah, no, I mean, I walked half, like, linebacker, like, half, like...
And at this point, you were, 5 months pregnant, 6 months pregnant?
Yeah, like, I was, okay. I mean, I was quite pregnant. It's just one of the weird things about pregnancy is, like, how long it lasts, actually. At this point, I feel like I'm just...
Have you been pregnant forever?
I mean, I have been pregnant forever.
Right. Because how old is your son?
Well, he's only 19 months old.
Right. You've been pregnant.
I've been pregnant for so
long. You've been pregnant for so long.
I know. Diaper bags are a lie. You don't...
That's big diaper.
You don't need them. I fully plan on using my Bagu tote.
As a diaper bag, too?
Yeah.
All right. Take it from a woman who's on her second kid and will not buy a diaper bag. And I'll show you my recommendation now, though it's not on the same theme as bags. I brought my hyaluronic moisture boost serum from Trader Joe's.
Whoa.
Which it costs, I think it's like $8.99, which if you know Trader Joe's prices, that's like on the extreme high end. That is like the rich people who go to Trader Joe's. So I think someone recommended this on Forever 35, who, as you know, are the producers of this podcast. And I bought it on someone's recommendation because I love Trader Joe's and I've never found, here, hold out your hand. I think I only have a little bit left. Okay, there you go. Now put this on your face. It is so nice.
Oh, wow.
It's so nice, and I like, it's not like, so it says the ingredients are water, so that's great, and like some other stuff, and it's from Trader Joe's. The directions are apply a small amount to entire face twice daily after washing, follow with a moisturizer. So I usually do this before bed,
mm-hmm.
After my face is washed, I put this on my face, and then, as they say, I put a non-Trader Joe's moisturizer on my face. But this stuff makes me feel so clean. I can't really put my finger on it, but there's something about only spending $9 on something as fancy-sounding as hyaluronic moisture boost serum.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling, I feel like with this, I'm getting exactly what I pay for because it's $9.
Yeah.
So, all I'm asking is for it to just, make me feel clean and
mm-hmm.
moisturized.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if I'm buying, like a Sunday Riley or Drunk mm-hmm. Elephant product, I'm like, I want to wake up and not be able, I want to be 12 when I wake up. I want and I feel that way after I use Good Jeans. I mean, Good Jeans is so expensive that I rarely use it because I'm I can only use it on the nights where I need to go to bed and wake up 12. So my expectations for a $9 serum are super low, and this really gets the job done. And I kind of just love that Trader Joe's has a little skincare aisle.
Yeah.
But also I know that all of their most of their products are brand names that are just in generic packaging. So
mm-hmm.
I'm very curious as to what this actually is.
Yeah.
Are you a serum person? Are you a moisturizer? What's your routine?
My routine is a 12-year-old boy's routine where
which also is amazing.
Cetaphil
so.
And I only put on SPF tinted moisturizer.
I love it.
And some days I don't wash it off.
Great.
To the point where one time I got my eyebrows done and the woman was like, "You have a lot of makeup in your eyebrows. Do you wash your eyebrows?" And I was like, "I don't know that I do wash my eye." It's never occurred to me, do you wash it? But then she showed me the rag, and it was
full of, gum.
Horrifying.
This is exciting to me.
Yeah.
To think that maybe they're... So when you wash your face, you don't, get in your eyebrows.
I thought they were self-cleaning, you know?
Remember that whole debate where everyone's do you wash your legs in the shower?
Yeah.
This is going to be the next one. It's do you wash your eyebrows?
Yeah, I mean...
That's fascinating.
Yeah, so... I dabbled in a Korean skincare routine that was 7 steps, you know?
You're a low maintenance bitch.
Yeah, I mean,
is it kind of a know thyself moment?
I mean, I need to change. I need to mature. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
I just haven't found a routine that sticks. And also, it's not that I'm not vain, because I totally am.
Yeah,
so I just don't really deal with it.
I would say that you should get this. It's $9.
Yes.
I wish I I'm just going to give you the rest of this one. It's like literally like
I just put
death.
It all over my face and it feels really nice.
You look very young to me. Yeah,
I
right
mean,
now.
Like, I'm
even. Well, I'm going to give it. Well, I'm going to Trader Joe's after we're done recording and this is almost on its last leg. So just like use it tonight.
You know, this show is really amazing. I feel like you're really changing the lives of the guests.
I'm telling you. Also, it's only 1 ounce, so you can bring it with you on the plane. And the TSA the other day took away my dry bar. Like hair setting thing. Ugh. And I was like, JFK, let me bring it. Like, how? Like, and they were like, well, someone at JFK is not doing their job. And I was like, it's fine.
I have tried that argument. So, like, I mean, I spend a lot more attention on my hair because I've got curly hair and that requires like a, you know, you.
That is like a whole thing.
That's a whole thing. But yeah, and I've considered getting Sunday Riley before. I just like don't. Yeah.
Are you looking to like just change? Are you looking just to have a routine? I wouldn't start with Sunday Riley. I think you just want to get some like good, just get into the habit of literally putting on like two different things every day.
Yeah. No.
Start with this. I'm literally just giving this to you. Put it in your bag of tote.
Thank you. I mean, the person who has skincare in my house is my husband and he,
I love it.
He, but what's kind of hilarious about it is that there are certain terms that like, you know, I feel like as a woman, I've been socialized to know like what the active ingredient like retinol is,
yes,
you know?
Right.
But for Patrick, it was it remains a revelation. He talks about it all the time.
Retinol?
Yes.
Wow. I'm going to have him on.
And I'm just like, you know, like every tween girl knows
what retinol is.
And knows like and has gotten over it by
now. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, for him, it's just like a whole new world opened up. Yeah.
The idea of men. And I used to work with, they will remain nameless as to not shame, but like, I used to work with some dudes who said that they washed their face with like bar soap that they also washed their body with. And like, that made me upset.
Yeah. I mean,
violently upset.
Yeah. No, I mean,
I like the idea of guys understanding that like, they should wash their faces and like put on stuff.
Yeah. I mean, did Patrick buy like a microdermabrasion kit that I tried once and scared me, but he really liked? Yeah, he did. You know,
I've said it now three times. I'm definitely having him on the show. What is it?
I mean, I don't even know what
All
it
right,
is.
I'm going to call him in on the next episode.
It was like this like device and like I was like this.
And it scrapes the gunk out?
Yeah, it just like
I'm having him on.
Whirls around.
Incredible.
And it felt really weird. I think, though, he's kind of like.
Could have gotten the stuff out of your eyebrows.
I mean, it's true. It's probably the stuff. I mean, the stuff is definitely still in my eyebrows. Like if I took a rag to my eyebrows right now, it would be like. Like clown makeup would come out of it, you know? What can I say?
I love it. You married well.
Yes.
He's going to teach the baby all about retinol really soon. Rayhan, thank you so much for coming on G-Thanks Just Bought It. And I am so excited to be the last podcast that you guest on before you become a mom again. And I wish you all the best with your induction and an easy and happy, healthy labor.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Yay. As always, I will link all the products that we talked about in the show notes. And if you guys have any recommendations for products that I should try or that our guests should try, please tweet me at Caroline Moss, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.